how many times a week or how many times a day do you say, I just need a break? You're losing your mind, you're pulling your hair out, and you're like, I just need a break from these kids. I love them, but they're driving me crazy. Well, today I've got 6 ideas for you of how to get a break in your day, how to find a little pocket of time to get creative and give yourself a break based on what you're needing in that moment. So we are going to just run through several ideas to inspire you on how to get that much needed break inserted into your day. My name is Julie Redmond, and this is the Mom Made Plans podcast. Here you become efficient with your time and impactful to your family. Let's get out of survival mode together. All right, here we go. Mama needs a break, am I right? Except it often feels impossible to get a break in our day, especially when you have really little ones. But today I'm going to give you 6 ideas of how to actually get a break. And no, it does not involve getting that break before they wake up or after they go to bed. So yay, I'm giving you ideas that are actually during the day when you need it. Now I'm going to break it down into a couple categories, which are going to be really helpful to reference. They're going to go under the category of when you need to lay down, when you just need quiet, when you just want to sit still, and when you need to get work done. Now, whether you are working at home or that is literally just some phone calls or emails that you need to do, scheduling appointments, things like that. So those are the categories. But before I give you this quick rundown of ideas, I want to go over the first step you need to do before you pick which one or pick any idea to get a break. It's really important to have that quick pause to be like, okay, what do I really need in this moment? And I just share those categories of, am I just exhausted and need to lay down or sit still? Do I need to mentally unplug? Like, do I need something that doesn't require a lot of mental effort? Do I just not want to talk? Like, what is going to be helpful to give you a little refresh? And so you really need to check in with yourself of, if you're being really triggered by noise right now, you need to pick something that's quieter. You know, you really need to tap into what's going to help, because if you are just overstimulated and overwhelmed and you pick a dance party, that's not actually going to help you get a break. You know what I mean? So the all-important first step is that self-awareness check-in of what do you actually need? What if you get 5 to 15 minutes, what is the right type of break to actually give you a boost? Okay, so you do that little self-check and then you figure out which idea you want to implement. So let's get right to it. Let's start with when you need to lay down, because that is definitely going to happen. You need a full-blown, like, I just need to rest. So I've got 2 ideas for you in this category. One is a bed party. So legit, like, you need to climb in your bed. Bed parties are great. And I'm going to give you a couple ideas of how to use this. You can brainstorm other ways as well, but just calling it a bed party makes it fun and makes them want to participate. So one can feel super party vibe of like turning on fun lights. If any of your kids have one of the cool like light display, ceiling display things, use one of those. Listen to music. If you have the bandwidth and want it to be super fun, maybe you can give them the microphone and they can sing along karaoke style. You just literally need your body to lay down. So you can choose the stages of that level of bed party. Maybe it's more cozy and you watch a movie and maybe they can act out the story with little sock puppets, or they can dress up as the character that's in the movie or the show. Give them some piece of active if they're not just going to sit there or lay there with you and watch a movie. Give them something that they're excited about and can move and interact with. Okay, So that's your bed party concept. You can run with that and think of other ideas too, but just using that term with them, definitely a winning one. Idea number two for when you need to lay down is utilizing seek and find. There's two ways to do this. One does require effort on your part beforehand. So you are going to hide things. Maybe you buy some of those like little mini rubber ducks that you're going to hide everywhere, or find something that you're going to hide, or just use stuff that you already have. And you're going to hide those in an age-appropriate way, but challenging. So it takes a little time, but not too hard that they just are asking for your help the whole time. Maybe you need like to create a map or something. You can have something where you do some effort once and you can use it over a couple times. So that's one way where you're going to hide things. The other way is there's several card games. I don't know if game's really the right word, but there's cards and it'll have different patterns or colors or textures, and they have to go find something like an object that's red, an object that is soft, an object that's really tiny. And so you could even like lay on the floor and lay these cards around you, and they have to go find something and then put it next to the card. Really kind of run with it and play with this however you want. So you can make it super easy where you literally have to do nothing, or you can do a little more elaborate of hiding things yourself. So that is two options for really laying down and getting a break. Now, how about when you just need some quiet? This idea will require having headphones. You can always get super cheap ones like at Five Below or something, but it just feels cool and different when the kids can wear headphones. So everyone wears headphones, and this is called headphone story time. So you can plug into a phone. There's a lot of stories on podcasts. There's like kid story time, and there's all kinds. Just do a search. I will say be careful and listen in advance. You really need to be careful when you're searching. There was one that it was like fairy tales, but it was adult with like foul language in it. And I was like, whoa. So definitely pre-screen to make sure you're on the right one. Once you check, then yeah, you can have your go-to couple podcasts for stories. So you can do that with your library, getting free books or whatever, however you want to do it. But they have headphones and it's story time, and you get to wear headphones too. So everyone, you can find a cool spot to be in. Maybe you even make a little fort, just throw a sheet over the dining room table or over a couple chairs, and you guys lay under there and everyone listens to their own thing. So you can be listening to a book or a podcast like this one, or whatever you want to do, music, and just kind of chill, or just sit there, like wear the headphones and there's literally nothing playing. You're just laying there in quiet. Whatever you need, just the option of having headphones on makes it feel fun for them. And you can still be next to them so that they have that, like they're near you and that they're kind of checking that box. But that's a fun one. Just always creating something like the headphones that makes it feel different and special. Okay, next, when you want to just like sit still and not be running around and chasing them, I have two ideas for this one. One probably more focused for girls and one probably for boys, but really either way. So let's start with playing hair salon. This is a fun one that you just get out all the like clips and bobby pins and hair ties and headbands and whatever. They can do your hair, and you can make challenges of like, okay, here, use all of these particular hair accessories and now use these, or see how many you can get in, and just let them go to town while you sit still and they're like doing your hair. The one caveat to this is they will inevitably want you to then do their hair, which is always so hard. You're like, no, just keep doing mine. Like, you don't want them to stop. Then you have to do it. So I don't know. You can test this out. Maybe try doing their hair first and then do yours. But just know you're probably going to have to reciprocate on this one. But you will at least get a little bit of relaxing, maybe a little head massage in there. Fun time with them where they get to be silly with your hair and take photos. The other version of this is to play parking garage. And in this one, you get to sit still, pick a comfy spot on the floor somewhere, and that is where the parking garage is. You can maybe use a cardboard box and literally like park them if you want to. But you'll make a painter's tape course, just run some lines through your house, and if you want them to go like over top of a table, however you want to do it, but just run that painter's tape as long as you want to make it, and you're going to sit at the very end of the course, and they're going to start at the other end, and they're only allowed one car on the road at a time, and they have to go through the course, and then come park in the parking garage, and you are like the parking garage meter person that takes the money before they park their car. So your job stays at the garage, and then they go back to the beginning and bring another car till they fill up the parking garage. So this is just a fun little idea of where you can get to sit and they are being active. It's a win-win. Both of these options are great. So let's see, we are up to, I think that's number 5. So we started with bed party, seek and find, headphone story time, playing hair salon, playing parking garage. And then my last one is for when you need to work. Like if you have any type of work to do, whether it's like literal job work or just needing to send some emails, set up some appointments, whatever that may be, you're going to each have a workstation at the table and you're each going to go to work and do your job. And you can set a timer and be like, okay, it's time to clock in, time to go to work. And you each have your little station. They can have their little computer, tablet, device, whatever it may be. Maybe you want to make it fun and they can have a little notepad and pen or whatever. And you're each going to like clock into work and then you each do your independent work. So they can be set up with some, this is a great time to do like educational game activities or whatever that's set up, or just typing or a drawing thing. It's a great one where you can just have them like pre-set up the different tabs for them to do. And during that time you will work. And based on your kids' ages, attention span, all of that, you can decide how long this work session is going to be. Don't be overly optimistic. You can figure out what that time will be. And then when you complete your job, we all get paid for working. So when you clock out, maybe you get a sticker as your payment for your time working today, or maybe it's a little treat, whatever you want to make that. It's fun to get a little reward and just education of like, hey, we work to earn something. And they're doing their work time and they earn a little sticker or something, and you can get one too. So those are 6 options for you to find little pockets of time in your day where your kids are entertained, but you're getting a little bit of a break and it doesn't require a ton of effort on your part to get these breaks. Before I go, I am going to give you one more bonus tip. And that is to get literal away time by communicating with your spouse that you need an actual break. Like at least once a week, maybe you can get 30 minutes away, whether that is even just in your car, in the garage, or wherever you need to go to escape. But you have an agreement of like, hey, once a week, I just need at least 30 minutes to recharge. And maybe you get like 10 minutes every day, or like this is something you get 2 or 3 times a week. You're just gonna have to figure out what's doable in your schedule, but just make it a set appointment. Communicate with your spouse and let them know this is vital to you showing up your best for your family, is to get a little reset break. And that does not mean grocery shopping by yourself, although that is great. It's not exactly a break. So finding a true break for yourself and communicating that need with your spouse and making it happen. So, or grandparents or whoever, maybe it's a neighbor mom and you guys do this for each other. Like, hey, I'm going to drop my kids off for like 30 minutes and just drive around the neighborhood or whatever, park somewhere else. Get creative, find a way. We're all in the same boat. So I think we're all willing to help each other out, find these breaks. So get creative in getting your break in the day, and I hope you are having ideas flowing and excited to try some of these, and let me know how it goes. And if you come up with some variation, please share it so I can spread the word. We're all just trying to find a break in our day. So if you have a good idea for how you have been able to get a break, please email me, julie@mommadeplans.com, or send me a DM on Instagram and share the idea, so we can spread the word with your ideas. So please share if you have them. We need it. All All right, your intentional step today is to try one of these ideas. Try to find one spot in your day today or tomorrow, depending on when you're listening to this, to get a break in your day. And to please share this with your other mom friends so they can find a break in their day as well. And maybe they have a great idea that they've never shared, and you will get inspired and help each other out with some ideas for breaks. Okay, go try something out.